Blog Talk Radio.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond.
Welcome, everyone, all you beautiful, gorgeous diamonds in the sky, to the My Beauty Angel Show. It's Wednesday, November 20th, 2013, and isn't it great to celebrate life and to feel inspired spiritually, body, mind, and spirit? Welcome to the My Beauty Angel Show. I'm your host, Audrey Quinn. And our call-in number for today is 347-237-5339. Please press 1 to get in the queue and speak with myself and our lovely, lovely guest. She is back. She was with us a couple weeks ago, and we're so delighted, and I'm so grateful to have the wonderful Sandy Griffith. Reverend Sandy Griffith. And that's with an S on the end. It's G-R-I-F-F-I-T-H-S, Griffiths, from Arizona. Beautiful Arizona here. She is our sparkling diamond guest. She is multidimensionally gifted and magnificent, very, very multifaceted as a diamond. This show is all about inspiring you to honor your mystical, magical, divine right journey and your path, and whether it be metaphysical path, or whether it be any other path, we love you and accept you and honor you and do not judge you, because that's what the show is about, because we're all connected, we're all one. And we're going to talk about the number one when I bring Reverend Sandy on in a minute, but before I do, let me share a little bit about Sandy with you. She is super, super gifted. She and not limited to the following spiritual gifts. She is an angelic communicator, spiritual teacher, healing mentor, intuitive energy worker, an empathic holistic healer, grief counselor and medium. She works with the POMAC, which is a group organization, which is parents of murdered children. She helps them with healing and channeling the children who have had a tragedy and crossed over, and helps the family move on and have some type of healing and closure while they're here on Earth, moving on in their life. She's also a Reiki grandmaster, teacher, neuro-linguistic practitioner, guided meditations and healing circles facilitator, past life regressions, and cellular memory clearing. You can find Sandy on Facebook. She has her Facebook page under her name, which is Sandy, like the Sandy Beach, at S-A-N-D-I-E. She spells it with D-I-E. Last name is capital G, and then R-I-F-F-I-T-H-S. Be sure to put the S on the end, Sandy Griffiths. And you'll see her with her beautiful kind of a brunette with a cast of a little reddish tint, glowing, beautiful, fiery tint to her hair, with a pale skin. And I believe she has a new grandbaby Stark, cradling the new beautiful grandbaby Stark, who just came into the world and joined us a couple weeks ago now. My goodness. And then my page is the My Beauty Angel page. That's my host, my Facebook page as your host of the show, My MY Beauty Angel. Got to give a shout out to my producer, who I love and adore, who's also a spiritual mentor of mine. And I just adore her, Barbara DeLosier, Reverend B, in the Panhandle of Florida. She is the producer of the Greater Good Ministries Radio, which is the metaphysical programming, all inspiration, all the time. And, of course, brought to you by technology experts at the Blog Talk Radio. So we're grateful to Blog Talk Radio for bringing this program to you wherever you are in the world, worldwide. You can you know, Skype us up from Spain or Mexico or Portugal or France, wherever you might be. Don't be shy. Skype us up or call us up because you're in for a real treat. Sandy is going to be giving callers a birth name reading, so you'll be able to call in and give us your birth name, and Sandy will tell you all about you based on your name and her tuning into the essence and the beautiful energy of your birth name. So I think I've talked enough. Let's bring in our special star of the show today and tonight, wherever you are on the planet. And we're going to bring on the lovely and my dear friend and new mentor teacher, Sandy, Reverend Sandy Griffiths. Welcome, Sandy.
Hi, how are you, honey? Hey, go ahead.
No, I'm doing great.
I just figured out something interesting. You know, your show starts at 4 o'clock in Arizona, but you may not realize that it's the angel hour in England, 11 o'clock at night.
Is it really the angel hour?
Yeah, 11 o'clock, your show starts in England. Greenwich Prime Meridian or Universal Time, which is what, as I explained to you the other day, all of our calendars and our full moon and new moon cycles, when you see them, are based on Greenwich Prime Meridian, which is in England. And so you have to adjust things to the state you're in. So ironic enough, they're 7 hours later than us. So how amazing was that?
That is magical. I love it.
This is like, whoa, I just figured that out when you were doing the intro. And I always laugh because I always tell people I start with an S and I end with an S. So that do you like that one? So
yes, I do.
Today we're going to actually start out with a little mini prayer to the angels. As you know, Audrey, I work with the four archangels. They are important for the four directions. They correlate to other religious practices. They're pretty universal. Every religion has a form of an angel, a spirit guide, a loving teacher that we cannot normally physically see. And I work very closely with the four archangels. As you may or may not know, each angel has a season, a time of the day, an element, and they have different responsibilities that they are in charge of. And so right now, as we are in fall, we are in Archangel Raphael's season, which is just in the northern hemisphere. We're in his season right now. And there's a male and a female vibration to these angels. They really don't have a sex or specific gender. So if you're someone who wants to embrace the gentler side, the goddess side of these angels, then Raphael would be Raphaella, or Rachel is also a form of it. And so Raphael isn't in the very beginning of the Bible. Most Michael and Gabriel right there in the first couple chapters, and then it's not until later that Raphael makes his appearance in the book of Tobias as a healer. So Raphael is the patron of healers, and his season is when people always think it's darkest in the winter, but that's not true. Raphael takes us from the days going from the equinox getting shorter and shorter and shorter and shorter, and then on the 21st, on the winter solstice, lovely Archangel Michael comes in, and so Raphael's a reminder, you have to look deep, deep, deep into the very darkest depths of your soul to remember who you are. Neil Donald Walsh in his books has so eloquently expressed that we cannot know who we are unless we are surrounded by darkness. I think about this morning when it's 6 o'clock and it's darker than I'll get out right now. We're not used to it. But if I light a match in that darkness, you'll be able to spot that light way further away, mile or so. But if we have our nice midday summer Arizona sun and I light a match, you'll be lucky to see it 10 feet. So the lesson of the fall is that we have to go inward, rediscover that diamond light inside of us, and then when Michael switches with Raphael, it's, okay, now shine that light out. Begin to shine it out for others to see and remember who you are. And so, you know, Michael's season is winter, but the days are getting longer, so it's about putting that energy and that fire back into moving forward and going out to follow your wishes, dreams, as well as your life's journey. The reason why a person's name is so important to me, it's the fingerprints to their soul. And I'll share with you, Audrey, wherever I go, I always ask the person, what is your name? And it's so upsetting to me that most people don't want to say their name out loud. They point to their badge. And I just smile and I pat them. I go, honey, I can't see your badge. I said, and it shouldn't matter whether I can see your badge or not. You should always be proud enough to say your name or introduce yourself. So I hope everyone who's listening today remembers to always own your name. Your name is the most important thing you own. Whether you like your birth name or whether you embrace a nickname or whether you've embraced a name change, never, ever shy away from saying, my name is Sandy, or as my family calls me, Sandra. And so it's important for us to acknowledge our soul that way. And then right after Michael's season, Michael is winter, and his time of the day is the darkest time, which is probably why people think winter is darkest. It's midnight to 6 a.m. And he's the keeper of our wishes, our dreams. Think about most people sleep at night. But he also brings in inspirations for new wishes and dreams. And Michael reminds us it's not achieving that goal, but the lessons you learn. It doesn't matter if you fall down. It doesn't matter if you make a turn in that path. That's one of the most important lessons in The Wizard of Oz. When Dorothy meets up with the Scarecrow, at first he's pointing one direction, and then he's pointing the other direction. Then he has each arm crossed over his chest pointing. And the words of Glinda, the good witch, funny that she's the good witch, I think of her more as the fairy godmother, comes back to remind us, follow the yellow brick road. Well, they were both yellow brick roads. So the lesson there, it didn't matter which direction Dorothy took, she would eventually end up in Oz. And so we have to remember that as we go through life and we meet a why in our path. And if we're supposed to go back and reunite with the other path, then guess what? It'll loop around and we'll be right back where we were supposed to be. So there's no mistakes in life. Michael's element is the element of earth. So he represents bringing those wishes and dreams down into reality, something tangible, something empirical. We can see, we can touch. And he's also the great protector because of the time of the day. So if you always put Archangel Michael on your bumper. He will keep you safe. I always smile when I get in the airplane. I just think to myself, these people have no idea that they should be glad they're on a plane with me because I always put those four angels on the plane, you know?
I love it.
No fear of any of that.
I always call upon, and I've traveled all over, Sandy, you made me chuckle there. I've been all over South America, Europe, Mexico, Canada, U.S., domestic, all sorts of flights overseas and, across different waters. And I've always had Archangel Michael. I call upon him for everybody's sake, not just my own in the plane. And,
exactly.
And have him protecting everybody from the pilots to the flight attendants to every passenger above us, below us, beside us, all around us. And that's
and
how...
And whoever you're flying over.
Exactly. Everybody in the air, in the sky, in the clouds. And go ahead. I just had to put that.
Well, Michael has this other little interesting thing called the Cloak of Invisibility, and they use that in Harry Potter. And people sometimes... God has this amazing way of bringing spiritual information through fiction by inspiring the writers, and they don't always realize those are angelic qualities. So if you're in a situation, whether it's a dangerous one or one that you just want to be invisible, you can ask Michael to cloak you with the cloak of invisibility, but just don't forget to ask to take it off. So it's just... to me so amazing. He also controls synchronicity and foreshadowing, coincidence. And so when you know all this, it's amazing how he helps orchestrate us and get us back where we belong. Michael is the media, books, music, tape. So with you being on the radio, he's your patron angel for your career of media, whether it's television or radio. And so he also helps us to become more aware. For example, if you're in your car and you're driving and this song keeps coming on the radio, that doesn't necessarily mean that the person sitting next to you in their vehicle who has the same radio channel hears the same song as you, because Michael does control that. So if you ever notice repetition songs, whether you go in a store or whether you're in your, stop and say, oh, what is it I'm supposed to pay attention to? And I could tell you numerous stories about coincidences with songs coming on over and over again. And then, of course, Michael gives over his baton to Archangel Ariel, whose season is spring, and her element is air. So when you think of spring, you think of light, airiness, new beginnings, fertility to your wishes and dreams, putting that energy out there. But it also represents clarity of truth. The element of air takes away the illusion, and it helps us to see clearly into a situation, especially when signing contracts and papers, or if we're wondering if somebody is being very forthright and honest. You know, when you begin to vibrate at a higher rate, you only begin to see the goodness in someone, and you are more tricked than someone who is used to dealing with people who are deceptive, because we only see their angelic being within them. And you know, they have that silly expression about trick, fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice, shame on me. Well, in my case, it's going to be fool me 1,000 times, because I don't get it, because I always see the good in people. And when you, if you're someone who has that, don't kick yourself in the butt. Just know that you have angel eyes.
Yes, so I've been then, like you, Sandy.
Uh-huh.
I know, I see myself
in the day
you.
Is morning, 6 a.m. to noon.
Ariel.
Then we go... Ariel. And mm-hmm. the other name is Uriel, or it's spelled with a U, or Uriel. And you'll get into these people who have these big arguments about angel names and blah, blah, blah. Don't worry about it. She actually makes her appearance in the Book of Enoch, which in the last couple of years you hear people are studying the Book of Enoch. But ironically enough, that's one of the books they did not take out of the Roman Catholic Bible. They took out an awful lot of them. Which I, if you go over to the Orthodox, they have the Gospel of Mary and the Gospel of Philip and the Gospel of Thomas. And a lot of people aren't aware of these other Gospels. And yet they're very profound in their meanings. And then she hands it over to Archangel Gabriel, or Gabriella, if you want the feminine energy, the goddess energy. Gabriel, or Gabriel, brings in summer. But it's the hottest time of the year and the hottest time of the day, noon to 6 p.m. And it's all about you've put this fire onto your wishes and dreams. Now allow the fire to do its work. Gabriel has this amazing gift of the green healing flame, which purges a person's body and removes dis-ease. I think Louise Hayes coined that phrase, dis-ease. I love it. And then brings the... from that's the lower vibration, and then as above, so below, you bring in the I am ever-present, well, I'm not as bad as you today, ever-present flame of Saint Germain. And if you know anything about the ancient scriptures, when Moses sees the burning bush, he says, he asks God what his name is, he says, I am. So the I am flame of Saint Germain is directly related to that burning bush, and that, you know, you can go up to the fire and not be harmed by it. And so fire also purges, but it also purifies. If you think about during the times of plague and other times, they would burn everything to kill the germs. So we have it there. We just don't understand it. And fire also brings a passion. You know, when we say, oh, we're all fired up about that. Well, it's because it's your passion is coming out, and you want to really follow that dream, or you really want to move away from something, or you really want this big change in your life, or you really want knowledge or wisdom. When you become passionate about life, windows open up automatically. And then, of course, we cycle back to Raphael. And Raphael's element is water. So Raphael puts a blessing. Several years ago, the big in thing was Dr. Himoda. And I always have to smile because, you know, oh, he took an electronic microscope and showed that if you bless water, it molecularly changed to be beautiful, beautiful, like snowflakes and colors from murky crystals. But the people who in ancient times embraced the cleansing and the blessing power of water knew it without knowing. The Native Americans have an expression, you know without knowing. You don't know why you know it, but you know, and you know it's your own truth. And way back in medieval times, I always like to picture him as a fat, jolly monk. Because if he's going to be the cook, he's got to be, when I was a kid, they had cookie jars and they had salt and pepper shakers with a little stout monk. And in my mind, that's what he's frozen looking like. And he would teach the children the long prayers in Latin. And when they mastered it, since he was the cook, he would take the ends of the bread dough and roll them out and whip them around to make something called the pretzel. The word pretzel has its roots in the word prayer. And if you were to cross your hands right now, and please make sure the left arm is on top, and place your hands on your shoulders, and you look down, you are going to see a pretzel. And when we take time at least once a day to bless ourselves, to be, use that for a prayer position, the blessing goes out of our hands and into the water. You don't need to drink water that says prosperity on the bottle and that water brings prosperity. Bless your own water in your own body. After all, we are, you know, 92 to 98%, depending on how dehydrated you are, water. So why drink something outside of you when you can internally bless that water? You know, water cleanses. It's used in baptism. It's used universally in many religions as a part of an initiation ceremony to show that you've washed away the old, and as you come out, you're pure, you're sanctified, and you're ready to learn again. And so that's the great gift of water. But water also represents having a cup or your hands cup to receive blessings. People say, oh, I want blessings in my life. And I say, well, cup your hands to pray. And I look at them, and they got their fingers apart and their palms are. I said, you know, if you were going to wash your face, do you think your hands would hold a lot of water that way? And I look at their hands, and I look at them, and I said, cup your hands and receive, because you deserve these blessings.
Yes, so and say, my cup runneth over. This cup.
Bingo.
These cups runneth over. I'm cupping my hands right now, and it's funny because I've always prayed with my hands open to receive, mm-hmm. and that's just because I used to attend the Church of Religious Science, which was Ernest Holmes, you know, for many years,
mm-hmm.
and we
mm-hmm.
were instructed that that's how you pray, is opening your heart and your hands open. So, interesting. Go for it.
Now, I teach a class on, I call it Angels, Angels, Angels. It teaches you about the ordinary, the extraordinary, the different, you know, Thomas Aquinas defined 9 choirs of 12 different types of angels, and, how to use angel days, et cetera. So we create a deck of cards, and we use the 4 archangels. So, Audrey, when you tell me stop, I will stop, and whatever those 4 cards is on top, that's who's working with us for your show.
Oh, for this show, we're going to do an
yes,
angel.
Uh-huh.
Before we do that, let me just announce right now for some new callers that are coming and going.
Mm-hmm.
We will be getting to your callers, so thank you so much, callers, for supporting the My Beauty Angel Metaphysical Program, courtesy of Blog Talk Radio and Greater Good Ministries. The call-in number is 347-237-5339 and press 1, and you will be able to speak with Sandy, and she'd be happy to give you a birth name reading. So make sure you press 1, otherwise we'll just assume that you're enjoying the show and receiving and being blessed as you listen to our show. But I just wanted to let you know to press 1 when you're ready. When we're finished with Sandy's interview, we'll be taking callers. So thank you for being with us today. Okay, Sandy, you want me to tell you when to stop?
I'm just going to take the top one right now. And
okay.
Ironic enough, it's Archangel Michael. How appropriate, since he governs the media. And so he's joining us in the show today with the great gift of protection and bringing new prosperity and abundance. And I'm just going to quickly split this other deck that has 33 angels in it, another master number. And we'll see what 2 of those from that realm are working with us. And, oh, home, that's my favorite one, the angel of grace. Grace is a state that we can only hold on to for a brief amount of time. But when we're in a state of grace, we are in our purest form as we were created. So that is such an amazing, amazing blessing. And so we're so grateful for the presence of that angel with us today. And let's just kind of split these around and pick another one. And the angel of nature. And that totally ties in, by the way, to the numerology of today's day. We were going to talk about that. So I will explain that nature card after we do that. But let's just grab 2 little messages out of the other quick deck that we make from the angels. So we got number two, which is create a sacred space and perform a ritual. A ritual can take 2 seconds, or it can take an hour. A lot of people have problems with the word ritual, and yet if you look up the definition of ritual, another word is rite, R-I-T-E. We have no problems when we talk about somebody's being baptized or confirmed or getting married, or they, you know, do the blessing of the sick. That's a ritual. But as soon as we say the word ritual, people always have to assume the worst, or that it's negative, or that you're a witch, a black witch, and that, you know, it's evil, evil, evil. But ritual comes from the word of doing things in the correct way to honor God. So I guess we needed to clear that up for somebody. And then the next one, ironic number 11, talk with someone who's known you a long time. So anybody that's out there listening, you know, call somebody you haven't talked to, an old friend from high school, a relative, or maybe somebody might call you out of the blue, but just know that's the vibration of these angels for us today. Now, ironic enough, I just realized that the first card was number 2. So we have 11-11 with the 2 cards.
Oh, I just got it.
Sometimes I don't get it right away. And we were talking about your show starting at 11 o'clock. So obviously we are surrounded. Now, today, you asked me to briefly explain about New Year's Day, which is kind of an interesting concept.
Oh, yes. Sandy, before you do that, the callers would love to know, would you like to say your phone number if they want to phone you for a private reading or any divine guidance? And please, before you give your phone number, let them know, as a reverend and someone highly evolved and gifted in so many areas, what services you can help them with. Can you tell them?
Okay, all right. Well, as you said, I am a reverend. I'm ordained. Actually, I'm ordained the one I officially use for doing weddings and baptisms is the Madonna Ministry, the Ministry of the Madonna, and it's a universal church dedicated to the Divine Mother and working with compassion and healing, but it has it can trace its apostolic roots back to Paul. It's actually a form, I mean Peter, sorry. It's actually a form of the original church from the Acts of the Apostles. And so it does have its direct lineage that way in the blessings. And I'm also ordained in the Light and Sound Ministry, which works with vibration and color and to heal from the inside out. I'm also a trained grief counselor. I am a clinical and transpersonal certified hypnotherapist, which means in my healing work, we do past life regressions, whether it's back into this life or into other lifetimes. And because I am clairvoyant, I go back in time and space with you. I can actually see right where you are, who's with you, what you're wearing, the whole scene. The same thing happens when I work with, as a medium, with parents of murdered children. I see what happened, where they are, and I see where the children are now. And sometimes people always want these gifts, this gift. But I must tell you, every gift is a two-edged sword. If you predict something like 9/11, then, there are people who are into quantum physics that would say, you affected it by putting your thoughts there. No, I don't affect what I'm seeing in advance. I do the opposite. When I see something, I immediately start praying for divine intervention. Did I tell you about the story that when I went to Hawaii, I didn't want to go starting at Christmas, and we had plane tickets for April 1st a year ago. And I kept telling everybody at Christmas, there's going to be an earthquake, I don't want to go. There's going to be a big earthquake, I don't want to go. And then I'm thinking, okay, start sending light. You know, obviously you're shown this earthquake for a reason. And my friends were laughing at me because I was a Girl Scout leader for 20 years, so always be prepared. So I took water purifiers, and I took power bars, and I took emergency blankets, and those glow stick lights, all kinds of crazy stuff. And they just teased me. The day we left, I took my holy water, and everywhere I went, I blessed every river, every pond, every lagoon, and the ocean. Every animal that came up from the water where I was, I laid hands and blessed them. It's amazing how they come up to you. And, you know, I still was uneasy. We get on the airplane to come home. We're about an hour in the air, and they announced that a 7.8 earthquake hit the island that we were on, which is the big island of Hawaii. and that they could not, they were baffled why there was no tidal wave. And my friends, their eyes got big as saucers, and I just sat there with a little grin, and I said, well, thank you, God, for keeping it safe and not allowing it to, as big as that magnitude was, causing a lot of damage and harm. And then I went, and thank you selfishly for letting me be on the airplane.
Oh.
So, you know, when you have these kind of premonitions, oftentimes you're predicting or your ability to see things is not when you first are introduced to it. It's something scary because the mind remembers things that are fearful. We come to Earth, the first lesson we learn is fear. They cut the cord. Oh, my gosh, how am I going to eat? I'm cold. Where am I? Blah, blah, blah. We're this great big spirit crammed in this little body, so we squawk and squawk. Why can't they understand me? What's wrong with them? And then what's the first game babies play? Peekaboo, peekaboo. And then they start watching scary movies, and we have monsters, and we have this and that. And people do things like ride motorcycles really fast, or they jump off a cliff, or they do, you know, bungee cord jumping, or whatever those very fast things to get that adrenaline rush through fear. So when knowing that one of the main lessons is fear, then we need to learn to step back when we have premonitions that we cannot completely change, but we can alter it with light and love for the highest good of all. So that's part of the interesting side of being clairvoyant. And then I do weddings, I do ceremonies, I do many interesting ones. On Sunday, we did the outdoor fire and a weave with yarn, weaving our energies together. And we did this releasing and sending up to heaven on the smoke. In Psalms, they talk about we send our prayers up to heaven on the smoke. Native Americans, they smudge with their sage and sweetgrass. The Orientals, they have their sandalwood. So the concept of sending prayers and using smoke to carry away negativity is universal. And so, you know, having a big fire and burning things is very beneficial. I do hands-on Reiki and pranic and all of that kind of stuff. Ear coning.
In the numbers, in order to contact you, Sandy,
oh, yes,
you want to
I'm
tell
sorry.
Everyone your phone
and
number?
This is actually my home phone number. It looks like a business, but I was very blessed 31 years ago when the phone company gave me this number. Keep in mind, we're in Arizona. We do not change our clocks, so right now it's 4:30 here, so wherever you are, look at your clock. And its area code is 480-892-6300. Again, area code 480-892-6300. And
6300.
And if you don't get me right away, keep in mind that, you know, when I'm working with clients one-on-one, I block the phone calls. I take the phone off the hook if you're in my house out of respect. So I'm sure that when you call me and we're working together, you would like the same courtesy. So keep that in mind. Eventually, I get back with you. And so, Audrey, do you need to do your service announcement?
Yeah, why don't you take a sip of water if you have any there, or take a breath real quick.
Do.
I'll do a little service announcement.
And then we'll jump
into
doing names.
And then we'll jump into some names, and we will. We do have some callers, but they're listening, so some of them are shy. Let me tell them the call-in number again, and to not be shy, we don't bite.
and then we'll maybe
the phone the phone number is 347-237-5339 here for the My Beauty Angel Show with our special guest, Reverend Sandy Griffiths. Press 1 to have a birth name reading, and it looks like we do have a caller right now. So, caller, if you can give us 2 minutes. I know you've been patient. I saw you drop and you came back 520. We're going to take you right after this public service announcement, so stay with us. We'll be right back.
Remember when your neighbor found us naked in the car in the time from outdoor action, got us kicked out of the park.
Give up on sex. Don't give up on birth control either. There are more methods than you think. Visit bedsider.org to compare all the choices. Brought to you by Bedsider and the Ad Council. Bedsider.org.
Welcome back. Boy, that was a quick service announcement. Welcome back to the My Beauty Angel metaphysical, mystical, magical radio show courtesy of Greater Good Ministries Radio. All inspiration all the time. I have a special guest, Reverend Sandy Griffiths from beautiful Arizona here, and we're so grateful to have her. We're going to take callers now. So, Sandy, are you ready to do a name reading for someone?
I'm ready, yes.
Okay, let's see who we have on the air. 520, you're on the air with Sandy and Audrey.
Yes, hi.
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 What's your name and where you...
My name is Sharon. My birth name is Sharon, S-H-A-R-O-N, and my nickname is Sherry, S-H-A-R-I, and I don't know which one to use.
Well, we're going to use both, but I do need your middle name because when we're born, women are a little more coy than men. We hide who our true nature is in our middle name. So, Miss Sharon, what's your middle name, please?
Carol.
Carol.
Yeah.
Okay. That's awesome.
Oh,
so
pretty.
And it could be Carol Sharon. I'm not sure which one.
You
I
know what?
My...
It really doesn't matter because you've
okay.
chosen to use the Sharon or the Sherry as your first name. And, you know, people ask me, too, well, I was adopted, so I have a different birth name and at so many months old. And if you know what that name is, great, but then you have lots and lots of lessons you came to teach and learn. So let's talk about Carol. It's interesting because both of your names have this vibration, Sherry. You want to take care of everybody. You should be one that is very kind with your hands. And the Carol also brings for you if you were going to check out a new healing modality, music, vibrations of music would be a very powerful one, whether it's toning. I don't know if you're familiar with the chakras, but each chakra tones to a different note on the piano scale, starting with middle C going up to B. It's one of the most powerful things we can do is to rock and tone. And so music is extremely important to your soul. Also, you came here to be a very positive role model for other people. I don't know if you ever noticed that. I don't know if you have the E or not, but it doesn't matter. You have the role. I've never seen that in the name Carol before because your angels talk to me. And so you don't realize how many people look up to you. You would be so surprised when you get to the other side and you're in that circle of the life review and it's weird. You have like 365-degree view and you see every person whose life you touched. If you've done something positive, then you feel all that positive. If something hasn't been right or it's negative, you get to feel that. I really believe that's what hell is, believe it or not. And so the Carol, you care, but you're a positive role model. You encourage people. You're kind of like, did you ever see the movie The Titanic and Molly Brown saying, come on, get in my boat, I'm the unsinkable Molly Brown, and she was encouraging people. And I think a lot of young people who saw that movie didn't realize that she, as an infant, she's a real-life person. And as an infant, a flood went through the Colorado River, and she was washed away from her family's home in a cradle and survived. So that's how she got the name Unsinkable Molly Brown. So for you, you need to remember to take time for yourself. You need a little lull in there, Carol. Now the Sharon, you want to give everything away. You would be a natural teacher. You teach without knowing you're teaching. And then you go, Sherry, you share all your wisdom. But you have the vibration of re in there. And for you, the re means you like to do it over and over and over again. But it also brings in the hidden vibration of the Divine Mother. You want a mother and smother. Did you take your vitamins today? Oh, do you need to have a glass of water? Are you cold? Would you like a sweater? And part of that for you is to turn some of that motherly energy into yourself. As Audrey said earlier, if your cup isn't full, it can't run over. It's very fitting that you're the first caller with this name. And then you also have hidden in there the vibration of hair, H-A-R-E, even though it's Sharon. I know you don't see that in there, but they're showing it to me. And for that means that you have the gentleness of a rabbit, quiet and yet cuddly and soft. And you came here again to bring people this Oh, I feel so safe when I'm around you. Oh, I feel love. I feel gentleness. So you're very gentle, gentle spirit. That doesn't mean that you don't have temper fits. It doesn't mean that you don't stamp your little foot. Because, again, remember, the dark side has to balance out the light side, the yin and the yang. And it doesn't mean that, oh, if you had a Keurig and you had your favorite little pods, and you were having people over, you might hide your favorite flavor pods just for you. There's nothing wrong with that. That's not being selfish. That's about sharing with Sherry, all right? Now, tell me what your birth last name was. If you don't want to say it, that's okay.
It's D-E-N-E-T.
Bennett,
uh-huh.
Right? Bennett. Oh, that gives you great flexibility. You're the one that, at the last minute, you can adapt your plans. You know, you are the one that can, run on the fly. So if something goes wrong, you have a way of masking it so nobody knows that it's wrong. You are very good at planning but having backup plans. But don't, I hope you're not a Virgo with that name because you would make me cuckoo with your list. Very detailed oriented. You know, you don't look over at the smallest of details. You're keenly observant in life. So you notice, you would be a good detective with that name. Oh, look, they moved that glass 1/8 of an inch because I know exactly. Look, can you see the little dust ring on the table? Everybody's going, what? What are you talking about? What? And so you came in with this keen skills of observation. But because you were a female, you were programmed to believe that you weren't good in science or math, and yet you're very good at it. It's a carry-in, by the way, of being good at the science and math and observation. If you believe in past lives, they're showing me you were this magnificent seamstress to royalty in a past lifetime. And actually, they're showing me a connection, and I don't know if you have an affinity for the era of Marie Antoinette with the big powder wigs and, you know, the 1600s, 1700s, late, early. But that type of ambiance of the way they dressed and those big poofy dresses and that hair. But you helped create that style and you helped create the gowns and you helped invent the hoop that holds those skirts out. I can't even imagine. If I had one of those, it's like the Southern Belle with the hoop, I'd probably sit down and everybody see my panties. So now, Sherry, honey, do you have any? I know it comes through really fast, doesn't it? The sense of humor.
Yeah.
Sherry, do you have any married last names or lived with anybody from?
Well, yes, I do have a married last name, and it's Silvey.
Silvey. Sylvie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that not so appropriate for a star, a diamond in the rough, huh, Sylvie? I love that.
Yes.
Sylvie
beautiful?
Brings a playfulness for you. Because you could have been way too serious in life with those birth names. So Sylvie taught you how to receive, how to have fun, how to laugh when the ice cream cone drips or falls off the top. Okay. And the V for you is very powerful because it represents a pair of hidden angel wings is what they're telling me. You've got that Y, which, again, helps to bring the inner child out in you. You know, please promise me, Sherry, when you see a puddle and you have the urge to jump in it, do it. You know, when you see a metal fence and you wish you had the umbrella to clunk, 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 do it. And just say, I don't care. You know, I'm 90% blind, so I have what I call ostrich syndrome, and I have this funny little sense in the world that, well, if I can't see them, they can't see me. So I do a lot of ornery things sometimes. And I'm 62, okay? And I figure, well, now that I'm getting old, I can just play senile. So, you know, just kind of do that in life. Now, they're also showing me the LIS, which is your name kind of backwards there, but they're putting in. Notice I told you you like to make lists. You've got a double dose of that. And so just know it's okay to be that way, but sometimes don't make lists of the list. Do you have any questions about what they were saying?
Yeah, I have a couple of questions. I'm posting a I'm planning to post a blog, and it's on an incident, some things that happened to me when I was a child. And
okay.
The purpose would be to help bring healing to others. However, I don't want to really hurt other family members. So I've been really, really holding myself back on posting that blog and thinking maybe I could make it in the third person and change it, the writing around.
You know, that's exactly what I was hearing. You know, you can mask their identities. Take the names and find an anagram for them. All right? Or, you know, ask your angels to help come up with a name that doesn't betray their identity. You know, I bet you, can you just, if you don't mind sharing month, day, and year of your birthday, because I got a feeling that's what your life path is.
Uh-huh. April
12th, 1944. Okay. Oh, you're a tad bit older than me. All right, so you were born in a 9-year. And then you have 3 plus 4. Oh, yes. So your life path is a 7, which is karma and dharma. And it's not that you're wanting to pay them back, but it's for them maybe that they recognize themselves in your story, but nobody else does. And the 4 brings you many opportunities, but the 3 brings you that spiritual connection. This year, though, you're in a 6 plus 7, which is a 13. So this is between now and your birthday. This is the right time to be doing this, to look at your other opportunities. I also feel, because this has to do with childhood issues, that there's a children's book hiding in there. And again, you can hit that third person. If you want to start out with a third person now and name those characters, they are going to be the basis of a children's book that's going to be very healing. You're a little bit older, but maybe your kids read the Judy Blume books, B-L-U-M-E. She did a lot of self-healing by writing the Are You There, God, It's Me, Margaret, and all her stories with Fudgemania and several of her other books. Oftentimes, we hide ourselves in our books. And here's another thing, honey. As you're doing your blog and your healing, I tell people, take your childhood and rewrite the story the way you would like it to be. And when you write that story, when you put it into writing, I don't care if it's on a computer, but you begin to own that story and you recreate your childhood to be one of joy and healing. If you're not an energy healer, everybody's born with the gift to send energy. But right now, with you on the phone, we're going to call in Heavenly Father and Divine Mother, and we ask that you create a bubble of healing light for Miss Sherry as she does this work to help others, and that you send the healing into the past so that she can purge that sorrow and that betrayal and that hurt as she becomes stronger and stronger and realizes that she holds no shame, for she was an innocent child. And Heavenly Father, you sent her down here as an earth angel to teach this family these lessons. So may she heal others as she expresses her journey, but may she do it in that cloak of invisibility as we talked about earlier. And for this, we are very grateful.
Don't put the blog in the eye person. Rewrite it so that it's more like people
a third person.
Like a third person.
Tell the narrative, but don't tell it from. Don't say when I was a child. You can say, you know, if you don't want to use the name Sherry, can use a different name.
So, what person? How would I do that? You know, if I can say.
Okay. Well.
Or it could
I'm
be a visualization when you were, you know, imagine that you're this, you know. I could do this in meditation, you know.
You know. Sherry, do you have Facebook?
Excuse me? Yeah.
Do you have Facebook? Friend
Facebook?
Me and I will... Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Is that a no?
Yeah.
Boy, I'm purging for you. I really kind of know what went on, by the way, that my body's
reacting.
Can
I give her your number, Sandy? Can I give her your number, your phone number?
Yes, because,
Sherry?
You know, I want to send her. I have a very powerful healing meditation I passed out in my Reiki 2 class. I did not write it, but it's called The Script That Heals All. And it says go back in time to that very first moment of inception when whatever it is happened. And then that is going to allow you. you know, blog out and, you know, do it as a third party. You know, it's so funny. You know who Sherry was that had lamb chops, right?
Mm-hmm.
Remember Sherry, the ventriloquist with lamb chops?
Yes, I watched her too. I loved her.
Well, you know, Sherry, you need your little lamb chop and let the lamb chop tell the story.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And actually, puppet therapy is something I do a lot with children that have been through trauma. And the puppet will say what you can't say. So if you write it from an angle and just, nobody has to know that it's your puppet talking. Okay. And it's actually an easy way to speak your truth. And it's then, you know, the puppet is a persona of you. You know, it's funny you have all these, you have SCS, but, you know, if you want to heal if you're trying to make this better, you know, SOS, send out help. It's actually stands for send out ships. But I'm hearing that maybe you should have, like, something OSS for the name. Funny because boss is BOSS. So be clever, and I think I could probably, if we had, you know, more one-on-one, really dive into a name for you. But know that your angel is going to help you through this. It's going to be very impacting. That's where the role model is going to come out with others. And, you know, I feel that it's going to be very, very healing for others. Because as we heal ourselves, we heal others. I got into my public life because I lost a child and realized I had to use my gifts publicly, and that was in 1984. So sometimes the angels have to give us a little kick and make us go out and help others, and in healing them, we heal ourselves.
Yes, mm-hmm. And Sherry, and the listeners, let me announce the number to reach Sandy.
Yeah,
you can call her directly at area code 480-892-6300. And I trust Sandy with my life. She's a spiritual teacher for me now and a mentor. And she, you know, the teacher appears when the student's ready. And I know just a little bit about Sherry, and I do see the rabbit, the beautiful hair, the gentleness, the angel art. Boy, you'll have to share your art with Sandy. Sandy, when you see what she does, we're not going to get into too many details right now because it's a
mm-hmm,
surprise
mm-hmm.
for a show coming up, but her art is just magical, just angelic magic.
She needs like a logo somewhere to incorporate a little rabbit, not a white rabbit either, a little rabbit with fairy wings is what they're showing me.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she will share with you. She could email you some
mm-hmm.
of her artwork and her website. And I just, for privacy reasons, I don't know that she wants to get into that now.
No.
Yeah. So we'll have her, Sherry, you want to share that with her privately, right?
Share.
It would be better.
Yeah, I would talk to Sandy maybe tomorrow. I'll be coming down to Phoenix this weekend, and maybe I can bring her a card deck and get a little more clarity, because I'm come to a dead stop on the writing. So.
Okay, but that's why we got Archangel Michael. He's the patron of writers, as well
uh-huh.
as Ariel, who brings in the clarity.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
so there you go. It's just so perfect, so perfect.
Okay.
Yeah.
So beautiful.
All right. Well,
I'm
I can't
so
wait
great.
To meet you.
And I'm so grateful.
Because if you're coming from a 5-2 area code, you know, I'm just right off of Gilbert Road in Gilbert, so.
Okay. All right. Well, then
right.
I'll let someone else get in there and get their
Thank
name
you.
In.
Thank you. Have a very
well,
blessed
actually,
evening.
Actually, the other folks are not wishing to speak right now, so if there's anything else you want to say, you're welcome to.
Oh, okay. I have another I guess I have, I hope that nobody I know is listening. So I'm just have concerns with my private love life, and I was wondering about that.
Well, you know, as you move forward into your crone years, It's something that has to be a very honest relationship versus one that it's routine and it's not gentle and loving. And it, I'm blushing. If you were here in person, I'd say, you know, you and your person that you are in love with need to make a trip. Now, you're in Arizona, so I'm sure you've heard of Fascinations or Castle Boutique. And, you know, people our age, we're kind of shocked when we walk in one of those stores. Uh-huh. And sometimes you just have to go out of the box a little bit to reconnect. One of the best prayers you can have is you just say, I don't care whether you pray to God, the goddess, whoever you pray to, but you just say, thank you for allowing, and you say the other person's name, to fall passionately in love with each other every month. And that way it becomes a new, vibrant, and stays alive. That's one of the things I require people to do marriage counseling before I do a ceremony, and that's one of the bits of advice. Also, do you have a relationship corner set up in the bedroom? When you enter into the bedroom and you put your rear end at the door and you put your nose straight into your bedroom and you point diagonally with your left finger, whatever that corner is, that's your relationship corner. I always tell people, boy, if it's your bathroom, you're in trouble because your relationship goes all down the toilet and down the drain. But you need to set up a little table and or a shelf on the wall there and put things that represent passion and relationship. Cinnamon is one of the most passionate fire spices we can have. Are you aware that pumpkin pie is actually an aphrodisiac from them because of the spices, which is why in our generation, most of the clone was Old Spice. And, you know, God gives us these interesting little things in nature that we don't even know why we like it or why it does what it does, but that those are some interesting things to know, that Old Spice and the combination of allspice, cinnamon, nutmeg, cloves, all those spices are very intoxicating to men. You know, you can also go when you go to those stores. If you want to go by yourself, be my guest, but they carry little bottles of pheromones. And you can't smell it, but the pheromones, again.
That hasn't been our issue. I think more it's the issue of that we're so opposite, you know.
Well, you know, what do they say, opposites attract?
Yeah.
I mean, here's the other thing.
I have abundance and he comes from a lot of lack. He's got a lot of internal abundance because he's very, very, he's like a Zen person.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Well, see, but they like to be in the moment. And,
yeah, he's very much in the moment, yeah.
But you see, but you have to know that it's okay for you to be in the moment. It's okay for you to receive. And, mm-hmm. if he's got the Zen and you've got the earthly abundance, that's the perfect embodiment of the infinity sign. You know, you can't be so spiritual that you're useless on earth, and you can't be so grounded in materialism and earthly things that you don't have a spiritual connection. With the two of you, you help to bring the balance to him with the abundance, earthly abundance, and he helps to bring the balance to you of spiritual. It's like that perfect of the yin and the yang. So you have to be the drop of white in his black, and he has to be the drop of black in your white. And then when it comes together, it's just absolutely so beautiful. And stop doubting who you are. Stop believing you don't have a Zen existence, because it's in there. You just have to not be afraid to let it out. Sherry, you say you do artwork. Have you ever seen the Zen water paint? You paint on it. It's just a big, like, screen kind of thing, and you don't see what you've painted, and then the water saturates in, and then you see what you've painted, and then it fades. They used to sell those, you know, in the metaphysical stores. I don't even know if they still have them out, but you just paint with water, and you don't know what you're painting until it develops, and then it fades away in different, whatever you hit on this kind of, it's like, I don't know, it's like a big pad thing that it sucks through, and then it disappears at its own rate in time. So it's really interesting to watch how that morphs, but it represents where you are in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you just have to believe that you're together for a reason.
I guess I'm trying to believe that, but sometimes I try to pull away, or I think, well, maybe there's something else I'm supposed to be doing with someone else I'm supposed to be with.
Well, we all, you know, that's part of our human nature. I always laugh and say, you know, you run into this situation where person A is in love with person B, but person B is in love with person C, and person C is in love with person D. And I go, oh, if they would just all turn around and look behind them, they'd all be happy. And that's part of the human experience. You know, when we come down here, we disguise who we are. And we do that because we want to discover.
I'm listening to Sharon, and I'm sitting here going, she's saying stuff that I say to myself too about mine. The same exact thing.
Really?
It's always
like the grass is greener on the other side.
I know,
yeah.
But then sometimes it's not, and then it's like we don't know what we have until it's gone,
right,
and then we're crying on our pillow.
And then, you know, that grass that's greener on the other side might be artificial turf.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm observant. I observe. Mm-hmm.
Why are you? I love it in your name.
I have one other question that has to do with my health issues. I'm pretty in pretty good health, but sometimes I get a little bit sense of energy or a little discombobulated, and I was wondering if you were picking up on adrenal issues or anything.
Well, part of that sometimes, see, you're becoming more sensitive to some of the cosmic events that have been happening, and
mm-hmm.
when you feel that you're out of energy, God, again, just that word, call certain people up to counsel. So all of a sudden, 2 o'clock in the afternoon or 1 o'clock in the afternoon or a certain time that you find that you have extreme fatigue, call some of your spiritual friends and say, hey, were you really tired at this time? I take an inventory. I do a healing circle every Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And I intuitively know who to ask. And I'll say, were you pulled up today? Were you pulled up? And then you tend to notice that when you look outside, there's kind of a strange, peachy cast to the outside. But the other people don't see it, but you see it. And so you are pulled up as a light worker and a healer, and you're being programmed with other vibrations, or your knowledge is needed in the upper dimension because we each have magnificent careers when we get to the other side. We really come down here to play and trick ourselves. It's like, Sherry, have you ever been to, they have a couple of them in Phoenix. It's kind of like playing the Clue game, murder mystery. And everybody is sent a invitation, and you have to go in character, and you don't know who murdered the person. And we all love masquerading and being in character. So when we come down here, we masquerade. And we don't want to admit that we're these big hot shots in heaven or whatever. And the people who think they're big hot shots in here, they're probably, you know, they're just like have normal jobs up there. And so,
well, listen, ladies,
when you have that,
we're 3 minutes over time, so I'm going to need to say bless Sherry and
thank
let
you.
Her go, and then let Sherry contact Sandy
okay.
privately, and thank you so much, and big hugs to you, Sharon.
Thank you so much.
And lots of love, and we will be talking soon on another surprise for the universe. And
yeah.
Bless you, and thank you so much, Sherry. I'm going to let Sandy, would you like to close out with a blessing show,
mm-hmm.
a prayer? Okay,
yes,
I'll put you back
you
on
know,
hold,
I love
Sharon.
Those prayers. So
okay,
we call in... We are very grateful for the presence of the four archangels through this whole bubble of light that they've surrounded us with and all those who have listened to this session today. We are very grateful for the new abundance and the openings of careers that lie ahead, as well as the gift of the new beginnings and the passion to follow our heart's desires. We ask that we self-heal ourselves and believe that we are deserving and worthy of all of life's riches. We thank you, Divine Mother and Divine Father, for smiling down upon your earthly children, encouraging them to take baby steps but then to take leaps to grow and take risks in life to discover hidden aspects to their own gifts, knowledge, and talents. We're grateful for the unity of all the people who joined us today, and may we continue to be inspired, guided, and blessed by those magnificent beings of light who love us dearly and push us on our way. And for this we are eternally grateful. As above, so below, so be it. Amen.
That was so beautiful, and I'm so grateful for Sandy, and I'll be having another class with Sandy soon. We'll be seeing you next week, Sandy. And in the meantime, I'm so grateful for you doing your magic and sharing your wisdom and your love and your gifts, your metaphysical gifts. I just want to say one more time, the phone number for Sandy is 480-892-6300. If you'd like to reach Sandy for private readings, clairvoyance, guidance, she is able to help you privately, one-on-one, where you can take some of your questions, you know, and ask whatever you want and feel more comfortable.
And
people
even
aren't
on the phone.
Listening.
It's
on the phone. She's wonderful. Sandy's read for me a couple of times on the phone, and it's just as powerful as in person as well, although she's delightful in person as well, too. So, and then next time we do a show, Sandy, we'll cover next year, since we didn't get a chance to cover the numbers for 2014, which is, what, a 7? A 7?
It's a 7, but the year actually starts out, January 1st starts out as a 9. So it's about letting go of the old energies to totally embrace the new energies.
The completion, huh?
Yes.
The 9.
Yeah, it's interesting that January 2nd is actually a 1 day.
Yeah, so let it go
on New Year's and take the new leap on the second.
Wonderful. Well, thank you, listeners, for joining us, and we will see you all probably after the Thanksgiving. So we bless you, and to remember the true meaning of thanks and giving, which is, you know, and being grateful and counting all your blessings. And one of the things I just want to say, I'm being called to say on Thanksgiving, is I love to make a list with my pen and write out all the things that I'm grateful for, all the people, places, things, circumstances, just to really feel grateful and light the candle and bless that feeling of gratitude towards all the many blessings. What about you, Sandy?
Well, that's part of why we're doing that joint candle ceremony the night before. And I always, you know, send out a very grateful heart. I call in the higher self of the other people and ask that they feel my gratitude. And the other thing, too, it's important to express gratitude to people that you don't know, all those people who work at the checkouts or the people at the drive-thrus or the people that empty the garbage, you know.
Service people.
Can you imagine life if the stores didn't have anybody that cleaned the restrooms or emptied the garbage? And people never, I always take kindness coins with me wherever I go, and I press it in their hands and thank them for doing such a thankless job.
Oh, that's sweet. I love that.
Well, Miss Audrey,
yeah.
I've got to get, it's Wednesday night, so we have our healing circle tonight,
yes, right?
Yes, it's the where we connect two people in a chair. It's a Carolyn Mace technique, empathic healing, and they see each other's connection in a past lifetime, and it's very, very healing. And everybody in the room can see their faces change, and it's quite an interesting circle.
It sounds fun. I wish I could be there. I'm going to have to be there in spirit and do astral travel over to you tonight.
There you go.
Lots of love. Thank you so much, Sandy. Love you.
Light and love
we'll
to you.
Speak with you. Light and love. I'll speak with you tomorrow. Okay, honey.
Bye-bye now.
Bless you. Bye-bye.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond.